This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We begin with this. Hello. Jessica Simpson split from Eric Johnson, and they've been together for 14 years, married for 10 of those, and they have three school-age children. And right now, Jessica is trying to sell their Los Angeles home.
Good Lord.
And
bad timing.
Yeah. In the LA area for $17.9 million.
He was a Dallas Cowboy, but I don't remember much about him.
I was thinking hockey player, but that's Carrie Underwood's husband.
Yeah.
She's going to be performing at the Trump inauguration, by the way. Carrie Underwood.
That's
Carrie Underwood and the Village People.
What?
The ones that talked crap or have accepted an appearance fee, and they're going to perform.
That must be hard to get them on the same page. I feel like that wouldn't be their gig.
It's not. I mean, they said, hey, we'd like you not to use our music anymore. Because I don't know.
Wow.
I feel like a couple of them said, hey, we're gay and you don't seem to like gay people. Which,
oh, geez.
He said, I never said anything about the gays.
They'd say I didn't like you.
I've got gay friends. The sanctimonious.
Well, Jessica bought this house in 2013 for $11.5 million from Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne.
How?
Ooh, but they had to.
She's got a lot of money from her clothing and shoes. I like her clothes.
I know her dad started out as a preacher, man of the cloth, and kind of lost his way out there in Hollywood. Became about the money and the management.
God, when you see her, like you, you got to talk like you're from Brooklyn. Say she's fine. Like she is.
Even when she went through her weight phase,
yeah,
that's exactly what I'm looking at. I didn't realize she ever had the weight journey.
She did.
She was on some TV show, and she admitted
still
that
gorgeous,
she had been
though.
Drinking. She stopped drinking, sobered up, and lost a ton of weight, and she just really focused on her life. And
what a wild world. Like, she's like, there's a picture of her right here that I'm looking at. She's wearing one of those bandolero belts, you know, like Lenny Kravitz wears. You know, and like a bikini underneath, so it's like barely there. But then here's a picture of her you're talking about. She was heavier. I mean, still,
yeah, good looking.
Freaking
stacked.
But
I think she's a nice
pressure.
Person. That's why I like her. I think she's real. As opposed to.
But you're basing that off of just. I mean, maybe you've met her.
I've never met her, but I would like to meet her.
She seems like she'd be a nice person.
Yeah.
They always made her out to be like a dumb airhead back in the day. I was forced to watch that show.
But I think she's smarter than what people made her out to be.
Somebody told us something about her, but I don't remember if it was on the air or off. A certain member of the Jackass crew that we talked to for a little bit.
Oh.
I don't remember if that was on air or off air.
I guess you can believe some things you
actually did. He didn't say which member of the Jackass crew it was.
No, he didn't. But, you know, That was a big story for a little while there going around.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
She might have hooked Steve-o. Up with somebody.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
He's the one that said it.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't him that
no.
she hooked up with.
It wasn't
me, dude.
Wasn't Dark Shark either, I can tell you.
It wasn't Dark Shark.
Give that guy a reality show. I'd watch
it. It was Preston Lacey. Okay.
It was Preston there you go. Lacey. It was Rab himself.
It wasn't Raekwon.
It was Bam's dad, okay?
If you want to know. It was Phil. Stop it, Bam.
Yeah, come on, Bam, stop.
Well, God, I hope it wasn't Don Vito, who's no longer with us.
Oh, man. So, he'd like to buy an eye, too, if he's on the
floor. He really would. That sucker was wonky.
Like, oh, man.
Other
You're related to Robert Gibson by
chance? I can't believe I saw every episode of that show.
That's happened since the fires. Well, Nine Inch Nails, they were going to have an announcement for their 2025 world tour, and that's been postponed because of the fires. Also, of course, there's not going to be any Grammys coming up in Los Angeles because it's supposed to happen in February. And Beyonce was supposed to make some kind of big announcement yesterday, but she's postponed that due to the fires.
So what?
She's going to put a jazz album out now.
Like, actually announcing stuff's getting postponed?
Mm-hmm.
That is, look, I know, like, it's not going to take away attention or focus.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it does. News out in California now is literally smothered by all this. Complete with all the conspiracy stuff. Like, I went down the rabbit hole yesterday. It wasn't a rabbit hole. It was just educating myself on what I'd said about the gangs. And the fact, you know, in movies you see, like, the mafia and stuff. They'd have, like, fake police badges and stuff. Dude, yeah. These guys and girls, maybe these gang members, had fire department uniforms.
We're out there doing
stuff. Out there going in like them. They were no.
Oh, they were,
no.
They were
no, they're going to loot.
They were pretending to be firemen to go loot the neighborhood.
I don't know what they're going to loot.
They'll get shot. That is the lowest form of human being ever, to loot people that are can't go to their houses because they're blocked off because of a fire or flood or whatever.
They can't even go in yet, the real firefighters, and see who's actually dead that they don't know about.
Yeah. And then the fire people, firemen, firefighters, that's right. I can hear my grandson in my head. It's a firefighter. the one, like, you hear all the stuff about the stuff, but then Mexican firefighters
had no clue.
I was like, what? And then Canadian firefighters,
well, they're
too.
Coming in to help.
Yeah.
It's the brotherhood. They do
that. I love
it.
I like, that's when everybody needs to look past all the bull crap and realize, like,
they love each other, firefighters, from, you know, from me knowing everywhere we went with Chris, he wouldn't want to meet him.
Yeah.
Every time.
Y'all would have to go, like, even on the cruise that
even
time.
Even on the cruise, we had to go to the fire department.
Freeport Fire Department.
And we had to go back two more times because Chris made a really good friend with the fire chief. Like, they really liked each other.
Look, even if you
like that, that's weird.
Yeah, they were great friends.
They went snorkeling, whatever that means.
And then
if you come across the border, you know, in your fire truck, let's make sure you stay focused on the task at hand. And,
yeah,
you
know, don't
joyride. And
you got a curfew.
Yeah. Just make sure you don't stay here too long.
We need to look under the truck before you drive over the border.
And before I dated,
got any friends hanging out in
before there? I dated my husband, I dated this guy who was a cameraman, and also he was a firefighter and worked as a fire jumper. I met him in college, and it's just that type of person that's really a good person that cares about people.
They're using inmates.
To sacrifice their life to save people.
Inmates to
fight the fires, yeah.
Willingly?
Yeah, well, I don't know. People are like, look, why are you using inmates?
Dude, Puff Daddy's putting out fires right now in Calabasas.
You know how everything in California kind of, I don't want to say it's the California way, but a lot of things get questioned, and you're not really focusing on what, you know, you could do at the moment to kind of help what's going on. Like, don't really worry about why somebody's helping or doing this. Like, get it done.
You just throw buckets on a fire. Don't ask any questions.
Yeah.
I follow very few, like, celebrities on social media. Like, truly. But I follow Halle Berry. And
Oh, man.
Listen to what this bitch does. Because she's a boss one.
I love her.
I love her. She's like, I'm sitting here scrambling on what to do. Meanwhile, this is happening down the road from her. She goes, now you can say, oh, she's a millionaire and all. She went and got all her clothes and shoes out of her closet and took it to a rescue mission. And like, this, I mean.
Thought that counts, right?
I think that's superb. Like, she's thinking on her feet, like, what can I do? You even. With this stuff in, you know, with Helene in North Carolina, like a lot of people are like, I don't know if I trust this charity to donate money to. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people are like, this is a new charity I've never heard of before. She's like, what can I do now?
It even sounds legit. Yeah. Then you got like people are like, look, I appreciate it, but I'm going to be walking around homeless in like Jimmy Choo's and like some nice Valentino gown when I'm trying to get clothes and, you know, secure supplies and whatnot.
Well,
thanks.
Jay Leno, he was driving his own.
You ever mean train her clothes for coke?
That's the thing. They'll go get the clothes and sell them.
Man, I need some blow. What you got?
I got Halle Berry blouse.
Here's all the drugs. You got any bras?
If she's resourceful and making it work, why not?
You want to trade sniffs? I'll give you a sniff of this powder. You give me a sniff of it, man.
You got the pit hair she wore in the movie.
But Jay
Leno.
You
got the Catwoman's hoot.
He was practical. He was driving around his own fire truck to relief sites to feed the first responders. So I appreciate
Lena?
That. Because, yeah, that you're actually helping them out because they need to eat.
Look, I ain't making fun, but if a looter's walking around in the Catwoman suit,
a looter is.
Oh.
Rosie Perez got the Catwoman suit. What are you doing?
It's Leno.
GoFundMe for victims for fires has raised more than $100 million thanks to donations
Give them the money.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sofia Vergara, Jonas Brothers, Pink, and Kristen Bell, and other people that have given a lot of money.
One name you mentioned there might be doing it as a distraction. Pink. I'm not going to say who it is. But it's good. Leno's, you know, he's a good dude. He's going around giving his time.
When he's not falling down cliffs and getting black eyes, he's driving his fire truck around and saving lives.
And Paris Hilton, she adopted a dog from the shelter, and she also was able to raise $800,000 for relief efforts in 72 hours.
Her followers raised that.
She did.
She made
a
link.
She helped.
I don't.
She's get that kid a big beanie.
I don't respect that as much. And that's, you know. I just don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, I the way taxes and all things are. Like, I don't respect that as much.
Did you see the Heidi Montag story of her album that's 15 years old went to number one? Because they asked if, you know, people could stream it to kind of help them out because they lost their house and everything.
Oh.
And then, you know, Pratt Daddy got real emotional over that.
Spencer Pratt. I was sitting here trying to remember his name.
Who's been on the show a bunch.
Yeah, she has too. But he was the better interview.
He was.
He was really like was. The Miz.
He was wild,
Just pull the string and let him go, man. He's
so
great.
Who are calling out people that are being negative about the L.A. fire? Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler. They had something to say about it. You know, it's never a good thing when people lose their homes and people should shut up.
But also the bigger mystery, and I'm no fireman. I'm no scientist. I'm not much of anything.
Could have been.
But I don't understand how, let's say there's five houses side by side, three of them get wiped out, and two are perfect, nothing wrong. I realize how fires spread and wind and all this, but it looks eerily like the Hawaii situation.
Very odd. And I read that they could predict these winds up to 4 days out.
How are you going to stop it, though?
Well, it's another thing to say. I think the last count I saw, and any loss of life sucks, but I think it was like 23 lives.
Yeah,
That's pretty damn incredible considering the hell that looked like.
Yep.
That people were able to get out.
The aerial shot of just the Palisades fires.
Looked like something from a movie, literally.
And there's two more other fires, right, besides Palisades?
Oh, yeah, that's all over the place. So there's a relief concert that's being put together for January 30th, and it's been a good response, so get ready for that. Maybe it's another We Are the World.
I mean, the Helene concert raised a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you.
And I hate that I kind of had to take a back seat, but, you know, you figured it would at some point.
Well, again, I... talked to a guy the other day that has land. He doesn't live there. He's got land up there, and he was saying their big struggle right now in Western North Carolina is the plumbing situation of breaking up the land to try and put new piping in because it's frozen.
Yes.
Like, think about how it was to build homes and buildings and stuff in the north in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, boys. No, you know what? I don't blame y'all for coming down here. I would have.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting full, but I get it. I mean, I absolutely get it.
Plus, we talk like, you know, you like how we talk.
Yeah.
You
know, say some more.
It's fun.
Say
you.
Some more.
I'll hear you.
Y'all. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And boy, what a fast show. I've
really
enjoyed
is.
It today.
I put this one up against the one the other day.
Yeah. Still got to pay me, Mark, but I've enjoyed my time today. Happy birthdays and suck it coming up, too. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I think we all agree Anonymous is going to go first on this because this is wild. Anonymous, I understand why you want to be anonymous. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Yeah, good morning.
So you have...
Shouldn't know.
I'm not even going to act like I know exactly all this, but Fatboy put up here on the screen, you feel as though you are your wife's guinea pig. Explain. What do you mean by that?
No, I am. I'm basically her just victim, and she's very just, I don't know, persuasive. Her deal is Okay, remember, I think it was like last week, you guys had someone call in and his wife was all like roped into like conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
the poor guy.
Yeah, this is like, it reminds me of that, except this is actually happening, and my wife is like, just, she's testing me. I'm her guinea pig. And then I don't know where she gets this stuff, but she's getting all this like crazy crap information. I don't know, like her podcast or whatever, like lady shows she watches, or just like, you know, her friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Basically, whatever, like the new thing, but it's not even like a big new thing. It's like some fringe, someone somewhere is doing this, and like someone else goes, oh, I tried it. Like some trend, mini trend. She'll try and like implement it around the house, and that, like, it starts with me.
Did you have to eat a Tide Pod or something? Hey, what was the trend?
All right, my name is...
say your name.
Yeah.
No, I mean, okay, I mean, what? She makes me bleach my anus, okay?
Hang on.
Yeah, okay, so she doesn't, like, make me with, like, a gun to my head.
Is she the bleacher?
She's not the bleacher.
Is that what bleacher creatures were back in the day?
She didn't shut up about it.
Do you mind?
She picked this up somewhere, and I'm like, I'm sorry, do I have a problem that, like, do you see something, or, like, or is my underwear in the laundry? I don't know what she's seen in the laundry.
That leads me to a question that I have to think about how I'm going to word it, and you may not even want to answer it. But is there ever in the bedroom or some kind of role reversal kind of stuff going on?
I'm going to be honest with you, but I
don't know. You don't have to answer that, but...
No, I will. And the answer is no.
Okay.
So,
but it's interesting. You brought up, like, is there something going on that I need to know about? Because you've pointed this out to me. Like, I had a girlfriend one time said, man, you know, your posture really is bad.
What?
I mean, like...
What brought that on?
Looking through pictures of me sitting around, slumped over like I'm a Weekend at Bernie's. Like, and I'm not even asleep. I'm just my bad posture. So it takes sometimes his laugh to the role reversal. People love it on the text line.
I get it.
What is your... So you said, what about anything else? I mean, that's plenty.
The way she brought it up, too. You know, women don't beat around the bush. I imagine she just went to him and said, look, you got to get it bleached.
No, exactly. Like, no, she didn't say you got to get it bleached, like, directly, like, but she was, like, constantly, she would send me stupid articles and be like, it's better for, your prostate health and certain, there are certain cancers that, you know, like, maybe you need to, like, bleach your anus. Like, honey, you know, I don't know, like, and I'm like, you know, if I did that to her, you know, everybody would hear about it. It would be like, you're emotionally destroying her. You're horrible. You know, this is insane. But I took it. And, you know, after like the fifth time, it was like, all right.
The fifth. Did you fart and it smelled like a swimming pool?
Oh, my God.
Your laugh is great. Well, it's a little bit of Herman Munster and something else. I love it.
So you're saying it was preventative, because I'm thinking as a female how often I see that part of a guy, and it's not very often.
It's about to be a lot more.
There's that time when you pretended to be a floor.
You know, I don't usually like show my anus off a lot. I agree.
Well, yeah. You're bending over, it's kind of not going to be in my face. You
even
know?
Then, yeah. Like, your pants are going to be all the way down, and you got to be like, hut hut for that to even be.
At least she had reasoning behind it, I guess. Instead
but
of
did. I know this is your wife and all of this. I mean, is that something she does? Or you said you're the guinea pig, so she's trying this all on you before she gets it done?
No, exactly. Because the whole thing is she's framing it in like a quote unquote men's health, out of men's health concern, like she's the expert or something.
That's some dominance.
Yeah. And that's not the only thing. Okay, so like on you know, she's always like, oh, men's health, and then and she'll say it that way, so it's like, oh, men's health doesn't get enough attention, and then like making it sound like she's doing me a favor, but then But then suddenly it backfires. She makes me drink grape juice to fight off erectile dysfunction that I don't even have. There's not a problem. But she's constantly, I was like, oh, hi, Welch's. Again, we meet, you know, in the fridge constantly. And this is this whole thing, like I'm 9 years old again. I'm like, or could I have wine maybe?
The word makes, though, wow. Each time. She makes me. So,
yeah.
Like, well, it's really tough to get around it. It's like a soft make, you know? It's not gun to my head.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure. There's just, it's like, forget about ninth grade peer pressure. This is beyond that. It's your wife, peer pressure is inescapable.
But to prevent something he doesn't even have is kind of weird.
Kind of strange.
Did she?
Yeah, it's like giving me, I don't know. It's like, is it like, hi, aren't we fine? I thought we were good. But, you know, according to her, I need to just constantly be drinking grape juice, I guess, or I'm going to have a limp noodle my whole life, evidently. I don't know.
Have you had a problem with that in the first place?
No, he said he's not even dealing with the...
So why would she make you do that? Okay.
That's strange. Now, she said, hey, I want you to drink pineapple juice. She'd be like, oh, okay, that's cool. That makes sense now. I get that. Unless it's upside down, which I don't even know what that means. Dude, what if you drink pineapple juice upside down?
Yeah, it'd be one thing if she's just like, oh, I just happen to like really be into grape juice or pineapple juice or something. But the fact that she ties it to this, like, this point she's trying to make, I can't help but, you know, feel a little bit self-conscious because she, like, I'm apparently on impotence watch, you know, the alarm could go off at any time or something. Like, I don't know what her problem is.
He couldn't do this to her, like, in any regard.
Oh, gosh, no.
She'd give you the third degree.
No way could I, but, like, again, I wouldn't even want to, but, yeah.
Y'all have a very healthy sexual relationship?
Good.
It sounds like you really do. Like, she's like the first thing, you know, the bleaching of the butt, and then the other thing, like, it all somewhat goes a little bit as it's kind of sexual or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I can hear why you would say that, but it's not all kink.
No,
there's more. Okay, so
there's more.
Yeah.
God, poor
you. So she got on this, like, this is like probably the worst one. She got on this like anti toilet paper kind of mentality, because I guess she like read how it was made, and they apparently use too much water, and maybe it's, I don't know what everything is, like maybe sweatshops are involved or something. So now I'm living in a third world country. She wanted to switch to cloths to wipe with.
Oh, like, man.
And who has to wash the cloths, or you just throw them away? That's what I'm...
Yeah, we just throw them away.
Oh, well,
that's
Lord.
Not good for the environment either.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, hi, what, you know. I mean, I'm one and done. That's not, I'm not going to fold it in, like,
that's
you know
bleached.
What I mean?
That's kind of expensive.
You probably don't show anything. I don't know what I'm saying.
That is the worst one.
Man, that is, but there, and I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, but like, have you, because you kept saying she makes, now that could be construed as, I know I should just do this and not get into the argument kind of thing or whatever.
There's a lot of that.
Shout out to my dad in heaven. But a lot of it could be like, she's slowly, and I don't know her, obviously, but like, she's slowly breaking you down. Like, everything is like, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. You're going to do this.
I think he's...
I know.
Yeah, you've been more than accommodating. You have to, like, put a foot down at some point.
So
yeah.
Are you going to start sleeping in your boots at night, in the bed?
No, I know. It's like it's like a cult, and she's, like, destroying my personality step by step or something. Like, I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
It bothers me with the bacteria in your bathroom with the cloths, unless you have a diaper genie. That's not really sanitary or healthy.
Even
he is bleached, so it might not be as bad as, like, us going.
No. Still, though. All right.
No, I mean, it gets me to empty out the bathroom trash a lot more than I used to. I mean,
good God.
for sure. God. But it's like, why am I living like, I don't want to be mean to the anyone, but like, you know, like a really poor part of the world where they don't have toilet paper. You know, this is my birthright. I'm an American. I should
yeah,
be allowed
you
to
even it out by bleaching your butthole, though, because they don't do that.
And it could be worse. You could have a water shortage and you only flush the toilet just a few times a day.
There are people that do that.
Yeah, like, that could
pay
be
the minimum water bill.
Yeah,
yeah.
Old.
But why like make life so hard unnecessarily? Like, why can't I just live?
Are you referring to the grape juice again? Oh, come on, I'm gonna laugh. There you go. You're laughing, we're having a good time, but it's bothering you. You've called us like out of the blue like this, and then the word makes is, you know, I would tell her like, hey, look, I've done all these things. I obviously am a go-getter and having fun and doing these things, but like, I don't want to do any more of it. I unless it's whatever, like, that's a controlling mechanism, I feel.
Like, don't apply
it's
everything
also weird.
To me.
Like, I'm reading so many women. I say women. They could be gay dudes.
Hopefully.
If my husband wanted his blank blank bleached out, I would be concerned about his sexuality. Meanwhile, she's wanting him to do it.
Yeah. Who's seeing
it? It's just odd, man. Okay.
I didn't really feel like as embarrassed about the whole thing before until you just said that. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm sorry.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down.
Break it down. Live from PaulRobb.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina. I was actually complimented yesterday, by the way, I say Greenville.
Oh, really? Okay.
I can tell you're native. Did you say Greenville, not Greenville? It's time to say happy birthday. Or
suck it.
Start with this lady right here.
Ah, God.
Remember that music?
Yeah. I can't remember.
Who is this?
Give me the initials.
KK. And her shoot name is also the same initials. And those are BB.
Brie Bella.
No.
Oh.
We were looking for Kelly Kelly.
Ah, man.
Barbie
Who
Blank.
Is that's her real name, which is so weird. Her name is her last name is Blank.
It really is.
Not a bad word.
Oh,
nice. Her name is Blank.
That's kind of cool.
Remember when Randy Orton got in trouble for insinuating that she might be a little too friendly with too many people?
Not off the top of my head, I don't.
Meaning she's promiscuous or she's just a nice person?
Well, we saw that picture of her taking a whiz in the sink.
Oh.
And he got it talking to her from the office.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah, but have you seen her like lately?
Yeah, I looked up a picture.
Like,
she got kids and stuff.
Prettier now. I don't know how, but
one of the like naturally most beautiful women they've ever had.
I love a woman who squints when she smiles. They don't look too far into that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
She ain't gotta be high as a kite or nothing.
Wouldn't hurt.
Squint. What a great movie.
Kelly Kelly.
48. Or 7.
46.
It's not a big one yet. She started young. She's only 38
Good
years
damn
old.
It. Yeah. We are way off.
When was so that was like 05. God, no.
She had a short little run.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't remember how many titles she had.
She had a short little run. I ain't talking about your stockings.
I want to say at least a couple she had.
I remember my mom. I got a run in my stockings. I need some nail polish. I'm like, what?
How's that going to help? Yeah, I still don't get
the
it.
Run.
It helped, yeah.
I know, but like as a kid, I'm not asking too many questions, but I'm like, why do you need nail polish? Because you got a run in your pantyhose.
Because mama. It'll rip all the way
I
out.
I know now, then.
Why don't you just buy some more legs, mama? Go to Bilo and get some more legs.
It's like I got fishnets on. I have so many runs.
Remember that whole section of Bilo? It was legs everywhere.
Well, I'd love to go. She let me go get them. I was erotically
like
turned on.
Little egg.
No, it was the three women on the label that had. They were wearing pantyhose with their backs turned, and they were topless. But you didn't see any boobies.
Oh man.
To booby.
I love these women. It's Pitbull's birthday.
Mr.
Not Kesha.
I will say whatever Paige says.
Mr. 305.
Pitbull?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. 47.
I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to say 51.
Well, I'm going to need you both to go a little lower.
Wow.
Pitbull is 44 years old today.
Damn. I get pissed when I see people younger than me really well off.
Yeah.
I hear
that's
you
why I hate
that.
Sports.
I'm there with you, man. Well, speaking of sports, we have an athlete's birthday today.
Ooh.
And we'll see if you can guess who it is. Quarterback drafted by the Chargers from the University
Ryan Leaf.
From the University of Purdue, went on to become a Super Bowl winning quarterback with the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, Drew Brees.
It is Cool Brees' birthday.
He's cute. You like him?
He's got an old school face, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like the chiseled, like not in ripped, but like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
He and his wife seem like they're nice people.
Yeah, I always heard a good thing about him. I wonder if he and his mom were on better terms. There was a while where she was running for office and using his endorsement against his will. And I think she might have killed herself, I believe.
Oh, God. Where are you coming up with these horrible stories lately?
I mean, God, I didn't do it.
He watches the news.
He watches too much sad stuff.
Like, I knew that already. I just hope they're on good terms.
I hope so, too.
I'd like to see the pheromones on people that watch the news. Like, you literally are watching them evaporate. Their level of life enjoyment.
Yeah.
And especially, like, watching it before bed. Oh.
You watch mainly local news or the evening?
All of it.
All of it. Oh, no
but
more.
But, I mean, like,
he watches BBC and he don't mean news.
This is something, like, if you know anything about Drew, that's like a – that's a commonly known thing. But – like on the same, like Baker Mayfield said his family was stealing money from him. But
oh, that's sad.
I mean, look, you got a 3-year, $100 million deal. Are you going to really miss it if they took a little bit of money from you?
That's no excuse.
Like, I feel like you should be helping them out.
What, do you feel the same way about your family? Like,
I am not a millionaire.
Oh, wow.
I am.
Dropping, yep, too close. Dropping bombs of truth is Paige today.
I did get them back. Because,
there's a big difference.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
It's the same principle.
The big difference is money. And if I had as much as he had, honestly, I wouldn't go through the fight of trying to miss it.
Would you, so you say you wouldn't miss it, would you cut that person off forever, though?
Probably. But then again, like, don't you have some kind of guilt when it comes to that much money?
No, why should you?
Because you're surrounded by, look, you have an exorbitant amount of money. And you're surrounded by people who don't really have it, and it's the gorilla in the room. It's always going to be. It's like Mr. Wonderful. He's like, look,
I love this.
This is
you know
so
what?
Good.
Hard to swallow that pill, but what really he is. Says is, you know, friends and family ask him for a loan. He's like, I think the example in his book is $50,000. He had a family member that wanted $50,000 in a loan. And he's like, I'll give you $25,000. You never ask me for anything else in this life and take it.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
And that's so sad that you have to cut people off because of money and they don't love you for you.
Well, they shouldn't have stolen.
They shouldn't have.
It has so many applications right now.
I'm sorry, fat boy.
You should apologize to me.
I'm sorry for your flight too, Matt Man.
Oh, is it one of my family members' birthday?
It is the birthday of one Shane O'Mac. Shane McMahon.
Oh.
Is it still acceptable to say ching ching when talking about cash registers?
I don't know, but I know when it comes to a certain phrase of being in the armor, that has changed.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It changed to Knicks, like the basketball team. Knicks in the armor.
Is that right?
Yep. That's how people like to say it now. You can't play like the missing war game. Blank in the armor.
Oh, it's like the unhoused. Oh, you mean homeless.
Or food insecure.
Food. It's like it was
hungry.
Like, when I was a kid, they didn't soften it up anyway. Anytime it was like go in for my yearly checkup, Miss Harris, your son is morbidly obese.
Oh, that's not
he smelled
nice.
Peeled skin off his
morbidly
nuggets.
Obese. Morbid. What does morbid mean, Mom? What means you're gonna die if you don't quit eating?
That is a bad
uncomforting. All right, enough. You'll get us canceled.
How old's old Shane O'Mac?
Oh, God.
Say that. Shane O'Mac is 53.
55.
He is 55 years old. Look at Shane O'Mac. Happy heavenly birthday, Lloyd Bridges.
Oh.
Liggity, liggity, Lloyd.
Would have been 112 years old today. Ronnie Van Zant.
Look at that.
Would have been 77.
Speaking of the breeze.
And this one here. Explain to me this. Today, Martin Luther King Jr.
Explain to me this.
Would have been 96 years old.
Why is his day next week?
Exactly. Why is it not today?
Also, like, so King Day and Inauguration Day is the same day now.
Does that always line up?
I thought Inauguration Day, that's a tough one, Inauguration. I thought that was on Tuesdays, but I guess I'm just thinking of elections. Voting day is always on Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't know how it is.
Like Thanksgiving's always a Thursday.
Maybe Trump picked he wanted to do it on the 20th.
I want everybody to be off.
Everybody could watch. King was cool. Yeah, I like him.
That's kind of a good idea.
I would.
But not still.
Postal workers have loved this month. They didn't have to work the other day when Jimmy Carter had his funeral. They get off King Day. They get off Inauguration Day.
You got President's Day next month coming up.
Y'all going to work on the 14th of February? I'm going to get them Valentine's out.
Yep.
I read a thing the other day that said, where did all-time low of sending... it was the lowest level of sending Christmas cards this past Christmas than any since Christmas cards have been a thing.
Yeah, I didn't get as many.
I got four.
I got one.
I got some for people I didn't know.
We used to do them over the door frame with tape. Like, you could do two door frames full of cards.
Oh, no.
I got four. And one of them was from it was a business one, like, thing.
No, like that.
They don't count.
They really don't.
Didn't really sign it, so it's printed.
I got one of a lady, you see her nipple in it.
It's
crazy.
Are you serious?
No, you sent them out this year, Paige.
No, I didn't.
She said, here's your Christmas card right here.
What? It was literally hers?
Yeah.
Oh.
You see a nipple in it. I'm like, wow. This is blatantly obvious.
Oh, wow.
There's a nipple in this Christmas card.
Oh.
Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah. You should be.
Oh, man, I'm going to make a joke right now, but I can't because it's a local person. A local person of note.
No wheels in your head.
Do we ever see her on TV? Okay.
Stop.
Tomorrow, let me make sure this is right. Yep, it is true. Tomorrow is Thursday, and you know what that means.
Yeah, you better know what it means.
An all-new Facebook fussing. That'll be going down tomorrow at around 7:30 or so. Get today's podcast. Text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Pat on the back to me because I'm remembering that somehow.
Hell yeah.
But don't do that while you're driving. And also standard data text rates apply. The Odyssey app, AUDACY, Google, Amazon, Spotify, all of them, go get it. Here is to 22 more years of this very show.
That's
yay! Right. 22 years today.
So keep going, brother.
Thank you.
At least three more. We got to hit 25.
Well, that's I'm signed through that, so I have to at least do that. Oh, y'all got 5-year contracts?
Oh, hang on now.
Oh, okay. Good morning, everybody. Watch your hands.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Babby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.